This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is interesting. There's a, I don't want to call her a teacher. She's a clinical aide at an Ohio middle school that is suspected of stealing prescription pills from her students. Amy Baumgardner, 48 years old, was arrested a couple weeks ago and fired by the Clark Shawnee Local School District. Investigators said the woman admitted to taking several Adderall pills after a parent's complaint about missing medication led to an investigation. She told investigators she had been prescribed Adderall, but took additional pills meant for Reed Middle School students to get her through the day. Adderall, obviously, is a prescription used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And it's a stimulant. And when people take a stimulant, many times they improve their concentration. They improve their focus. They improve their alertness. We do have a study, though, that has come out saying it does not help with homework. And we're going to be talking about that. But back to this clinical aide. Apparently, she had reported missing medication to the principal after the parent noted her son should have had enough medication for the rest of the week. Deputies conducted an immediate inventory and confirmed pills were missing, with the investigation that Baumgardner is the one that took them for the personal use. She initially told deputies the pills were missing as a result of poor record keeping and procedures that she was working to improve her systems. However, after the district placed her on leave, she reportedly called a friend who worked for the sheriff's office and confessed to taking the pills. She also asked the friends to assist with setting up a meeting with investigators, according to court records, and Baumgardner admitted to taking one Adderall pill from a student while working as a nurse. She also admitted to taking several other pills, less than five, during her time working at the school year for her quote-unquote addiction. So this is the middle school. I believe it was Reed Middle School. And what's very interesting and sad about a story like this is we're starting to see, and maybe it's just because the media is covering it, maybe it's always been around, or, you know, and it may seem more common than it is, but it seems like some of the people closest to healthcare or closest to patient care seem to be doing more of these types of crimes. And so how do you trust your nurse, your aide, your doctor, etc.? So, you know, we'll probably once a month have a case where we hear of a nurse stealing, let's say, somebody's pain medications and then inserting something different into their IV because they have an addiction to pain medicines. Or you hear of an aide, or you hear of a, you know, and if I was a patient, I would be looking at this going, okay, who the heck do I trust? Now, mind you, we need to put this into perspective. There are millions, okay, of you know, healthcare workers. And so us hearing about an odd, you know, a bad apple, you know, once a month or once every couple months doesn't mean the whole industry is wrought with this. But it makes you wonder how common this could be. If you have somebody at a school that has no problem, no qualms stealing a kid's medication for their own use, and we know that many people are battling addictions, you wonder, you know, is this going to be, is this something that's a lot more pervasive, a lot more common? It's kind of scary. So, you know, I've been asked about the qualifications of school nurses. They're good. I got to tell you, these school nurses are awesome. In this particular case, this was an aide that was helping the school nurse. Now, you know, personally, if I was running a school or running a clinic, etc., that had, you know, controlled substances, I would probably have cameras on the cabinet and on the medication, etc. And there would be a protocol where as you pull the medication out, okay, it has to be in view of the camera. If you do anything that's not in view of the camera, you are automatically cited, okay, you know, where you did not follow protocol. And then that medication, you know, and it's on camera. You know, there's some sort of a system, and it could be a very short range camera such that we could see what's going on with the bottles, etc. But there has to be some sort of a process where if we have controlled substances for children, and you know these medications, it's sad to think that kids have to have, you know, regular medications at a school such as this, you know, but obviously somebody has a problem, they saw a way to take advantage, and, you know. Now, what about attention deficit drugs not helping with homework? Apparently there's a study that has just come out where they tested the effectiveness of the medication against behavioral interventions. So they tested medicine versus intervening behavioral-wise in 75 children that attended a summer school program with classes every weekday, 8 to 5 p.m. for 8 weeks. They randomly assigned children to receive either behavioral treatment that included daily report cards for kids and coaching parents to help with the homework, or getting a long-acting stimulant. And they found that the long-acting stimulant medications did not appear to help with the performance, despite companies advertising that they do. And the behavioral interventions were more effective. So the researchers tested these approaches on children because this was a theory already that had been found, and these were about 8 years old on average, but they were around 5 to 12 years old. The range of the kids all had ADHD with symptoms observed by parents or teachers. They were excluded in the study if they had autism, if they had any mental health disorders or medical issues. And then the group assigned to give the medication, doctors work with the kids over 2 weeks to assess the correct dose. After that, the kids received either a stimulant or a placebo, and then they switched so the researchers could see how the drugs impacted their performance. And no side effects that from what we understand, and no major effects on homework completion or accuracy. With behavioral treatment, though, the children got 10 to 13% more homework problems finished and had 8% more accuracy than without the pills. So, yes, there's obviously some limitations to the study, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of factors going on. But when somebody says, look, I need to take this medication because it'll help my grades, obviously people are finding some benefit to it because that's why they're so highly popular and highly abused. But we really don't have definitive studies saying that's better than behavioral intervention. And sometimes we just really, you know, it takes a village. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the World Health Organization says 92% of the world's population is breathing air containing pollutants that are beyond what the World Health Organization wants to limit us breathing. And our air is, quote unquote, unbreathable. Now, obviously our air is breathable, but, you know, what is going on here? 92% of us are breathing polluted, substandard air. The new World Health Organization air quality model uses satellite data and ground measurements. They say it represents the most detailed outdoor air pollution-related health data by country ever reported by the World Health Organization. The report used information from nearly 3,000 places from around the world, doubling the amount of data from the last assessment of this kind, and they looked at sulfates, nitrates, ammonia, sodium chloride, which is salt, black carbon, mineral dust, and water. It did not account for known pollutants like the nitrogen oxides or ozone, and so if they added that, that means the figures we're getting are pretty conservative. They say the pollution levels had a staggering impact on health, according to the report, and in 2012, one out of every nine deaths was the result of air pollution-related conditions. The number of deaths attributed to both indoor and outdoor air pollution totaled approximately 6.5 million worldwide, of which 3 million deaths were blamed on outdoor air pollution. So it obviously takes its toll. They say lower and middle-income countries, where about 87% of the deaths occur, bore obviously the brunt of the health impact. China had the most deaths attributable to air quality at 1,032,833 deaths, followed by 621,000 in India, 140,000 in Russia. The U.S. had about 38,043 deaths. So, they had said the World Health Organization, Western Pacific, and Southeast Asia regions bear the most burden, with 1.1 million and 799,000 deaths, respectively. They also looked at Sub-Saharan Africa at 194,000 deaths, Eastern Mediterranean region, 211,000 deaths in Sub-Saharan Africa, 194,000 in Eastern Mediterranean region, 190,000 in Europe, and 93,000 in the Americas. So the research said that much of the outdoor air pollution comes from sources like inefficient modes of transport, household fuel and waste burning, coal-fired power plants, and industrial activities. It is not including sources caused by humans or sandstorms. This is supposed to be the particulate matter that they're looking at. So, I mean, what are the deaths? What are they dying from? I mean, what does air pollution, cause? What is it, how does it hurt us? Well, obviously, those of us having respiratory issues, that makes us compromised. They're also linking it to issues with the heart. There could be issues with cancer. They've even been talking about diabetes, kids with autism, etc. And so, our air quality being bad, I mean, this is, you would think in this day and age, we would, have a much better, have a much better grip on it. But, it's interesting because you don't really see a lot of people concerned. I'm looking at these pictures of factories, and I'm looking at, you see the smokestacks, etc. And I've been in places where there's plenty of smog. I've been in New York City, I've been in L.A., I don't stop and panic. And maybe it's because I'm like, well, there's nothing I could do about it. But that's the problem. When we sit here and go, well, there's nothing we could do about it. We're going to cover our mouths, we're going to wear a mask. Even though you do see many people in China, in Malaysia and Vietnam, wearing masks, as they walk around, the face masks, they really don't do much to filter the dirty air. All right, I mean, these particulates are small or much smaller from what could go into these gloves. And so, trying to filter the air with cloth or a mask, we just don't have enough studies saying that works. And so, many of us will look and go, well, look, how do you stop a company? How do you stop an industry? How do you, so I love the idea of solar plants, and I love the idea of, trying to, improve our air quality with standards and are we doing it because of global warming? I say we do it for the immediate danger. I mean, we could debate who's causing global warming. Is it humans? humans causing it? Is it, you know, Earth or nature? Which, I mean, to me, the latter makes a little bit more sense. But what I think we all can agree on is, you know, industry is messing with our air. And just because we don't taste it or smell it or even see it doesn't mean it's not bothering us. And I mean, you know, now some of you will say, look, Dahlia, we're living longer. So despite us with all the radiation and flying and cell phones and eating like crap, etc., many of us are living longer. We are, in general, living longer. But we still have many people dying way too young. Okay, I mean, you know, just because our life expectancy is increasing and we're doing some really good jobs when it comes to cardiovascular disease and getting people off smoking, I mean, we have been doing a pretty good job extending people's lives. But why are people dropping dead of a heart attack when they're in their 40s still? We still see that. Why are people dying in their sleep? I mean, one of my cousins, she was in her early 40s, just actually late 30s, just dead. Woke up, I mean, heart stopped. Why? Is it pollution? Is it, you know, so we're still not stopping premature death, is a term we like to use, as opposed to somebody who's in their late 90s. And Shimon Peres, Labor Party peace advocate in Israel, had passed and left us at the age of 93. You know, as we see people live to their 90s, you know, we even though we think all death obviously is tragic and premature, etc., you know, somebody dying in their 20s or 30s or 40s would call premature. So I don't know what the answer is, but you know, China having a million air pollution deaths in 2012, which is where they studied, the U.S., 38,000. You know, I mean, these are preventable. You know, it's going to take years. It may take generations to prevent, but this is still preventable. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can I, though, say sort of some good news? Wow. We have been able to grow artificial blood vessels for transplant. And this is really, really cool. Researchers here in America have produced bioengineered sections of artificial artery, which can be used in heart surgery, which are able to remodel and grow like normal vessels after the procedure. Now, they made these in the lab and grew them in a lamb. And they said this could hopefully offer hope for children that have congenital heart defects and, you know, obviously need grafts. So if their heart, let's say, like, you know, you'll have some children where their hearts, the vessels were not developed properly. So the heart muscle is not getting the blood. The vessels coming out of the heart are not distributing the blood properly. And so when that happens, unfortunately, these children, you know, won't get enough oxygen and they could die. So being able to transplant blood vessels such as these could be pretty damn cool. They say the grafts overcome one of the most critical aspects of surgery, where the host body rejects the tissue, with researchers then having to repeat surgery. So these could be tissue grafts that could be stored until they're needed without needing to use your own cells. Because sometimes, you know, people can't donate or ideally I see us having banks where we have our cells and our stem cells, etc., ready in case anyone needs them. Unfortunately, many of these banks are so expensive. You know, a lot of people have been using these teeth banks, which are phenomenal, where your kid, you know, gets a tooth pulled. You keep the tooth, you keep the little bit of stem cells with that tooth. There, they hold those stem cells, they store them, so if God forbid the child needs them later, they have them. Unfortunately, storage facilities are so darn expensive. So, if you are able to, you know, create artificial arteries, and this was a team from the University of Minnesota. They used skin cells from sheep, grew them in a specialized tube system, fed the cells with nutrients, allowed them to develop into connective tissue, etc. Then they washed off the sheep cells, and they had the nice rubbery scaffold of connective tissue. If this is something your body won't reject, this is very, very cool. The lambs did good with that, so maybe we would too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started. It is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, while we're talking about some real cool advancements with blood vessels and helping kids that, unfortunately are born with heart disease, we have a very interesting development. We have the first baby born with DNA from three parents. The baby is now 5 months old and is the first worldwide to be born using a controversial technique that combines DNA from three people, two women and a man. As reported yesterday by New Scientist magazine, the technique is designed to help couples who carry rare genetic mutations to have healthy children. I think in the UK it's allowed, but definitely not in America, and I think possibly in Mexico, because from what I understand, it was an American doctor that went down to Mexico with the family to do the procedure. The boy was born to a Jordanian couple in which the woman carried genes for Leigh syndrome. And Leigh syndrome is a nervous disorder. It's a nervous system disorder where they, it's a genetic, and unfortunately these children don't develop well and they die. The DNA resides in the mitochondria, and the mitochondria is like the battery pack for the cell. Mitochondrial DNA, though, is only passed down to children via mothers. Okay, so you have DNA from dad's sperm, you have DNA in mom's egg, but mitochondrial DNA, so diseases that are passed down in mitochondrial, in that energy source, because there's DNA in different parts, obviously, right, in the nucleus, etc., but in the mitochondria, the energy source DNA, that only comes from mom. So we know dad isn't at fault, and dad's DNA is probably fine. So from what I understand, this lady had, she was healthy, but she had two children who died of Leigh syndrome. So the couple went to a team led by Dr. John Zhang at New Hope Fertility Center in New York City. Now, Zhang had long been working on a three-parent method of conception called spindle nuclear transfer. This is being reported by Drugs.com, and in this method, doctors remove the nucleus of one of the mother's eggs and insert it into a donor egg that has had its own nucleus removed. The egg now has the DNA. Okay, so remember, the mom's egg DNA is fine, but it's the power source DNA that had the problem. So what they needed to do is take mom's good DNA from her egg that had her hair color and eye color and everything that she wants to give that baby. But it bypasses the whole mitochondrial DNA by using another female egg whose her nucleus is out, but it still has the power source. So like imagine a nectarine. And, you know, you want your baby nectarine to get your seed. But the nectarine skin and the nectarine meat and fruit is a little toxic to your baby. But you want that seed to get to that baby. You know, and that baby is going to be made from that seed. So you take that seed out, you de-seed, you scoop out, like an avocado, we can do that with the avocado, scoop out that seed, put your seed in that, so now you have the working machine, you have the working meat, you have the working, entity, but the seed is still yours. Okay? Now, you could fertilize that new fruit or new egg, right? Combined egg with the dad's sperm. Dad's sperm was fine. Egg is fine. Egg has good DNA. Sperm has good DNA. And the meat around it, that mitochondrial energy source, all fixed now because it's using somebody else's, whose DNA will hopefully not affect the baby's, the baby's phenotype and expression of mom's and dad's genetic material. So it's a little complicated, but it's cool. So according to New Scientist, this method resulted in 5 embryos, only one of which matured in a normal way. It was this embryo that was then implanted into the Jordanian mother who gave birth 9 months later. So what they did is they basically, you know, didn't just pick one egg to do this. They got a bunch of eggs, then they introduced it to sperm, and one took. So that got implanted in the Jordanian mom. She gave birth 9 months later and has a little baby. And the baby now, here we are, baby now, I think, what, 5 months old? A little five-month-old baby now. So far, so good. So, I mean, this is cool, but obviously there's a lot of ethical issues. They say the new scientist pointed out that in keeping with the Muslims couple's religious beliefs, this technique did not involve the destruction of embryos. Also, a male embryo was used so that the resulting child could not in turn pass on mitochondrial DNA. Tests conducted on the baby boy's mitochondria has revealed less than 1% chance that he has the Leigh syndrome mutation. And it is way below the 18% threshold that scientists believe is necessary for the syndrome to develop. The procedure was conducted in Mexico because the three-parent technique is still not allowed here. Dr. Zhang had to go to Mexico where there are, quote, no rules, unquote. So, interesting. He told New Scientist that he believes his path to conception was the right choice for the couple because to save lives, it is the ethical thing to do. They say another expert had some concerns. Bert Smeets is a fertility expert at Maastricht University in the Netherlands. He told New Scientist that even though this boy's birth is exciting news, the child must be monitored going forward to make sure the faulty DNA doesn't multiply and cause problems down the road. We need to wait for more births and to carefully judge them. So obviously this DNA and you know, explaining the genetics can take months to, you know, understand what could have gotten mixed, what could have, you know, got transferred to the baby. But what we have is we have a healthy baby boy. Now, what could this mean for science? Well, on one end, if we could extrapolate and take out bad genes causing childhood death, I think the majority of us go, okay, that is wonderful. Let's keep this going. How do we do more? But once we have that sort of technology where we could extrapolate a quote-unquote bad gene, who makes the decision of what's a bad gene? Okay? Are we going to later extrapolate something based on sex or based on looks or based on gender affinity, depending on what genes they find? You know, it makes me still a little nervous when we start to mess with nature. You know, one reason why these babies unfortunately do not develop is a Darwinian theory of, well, if they don't develop, then they can't pass on these bad genes. So if this Jordanian couple, let's say, in a Darwin setting, Darwinian theory setting, if this Jordanian couple couldn't make a baby that lived to the point of puberty, being able to make progeny of their own, then that bad gene stops there. That's how nature handles it. Okay? We think we solved it. But like this other researcher said, well, what if we didn't? You know, just using somebody else's mitochondrial DNA, were there other issues in play? And not just that one gene. Is disease the manifestation of just one single gene, or is it a manifestation or a expression of genes working with different environments? And what if the environment is transplanted to an environment that's, what are we actually trying to solve if we really don't understand to 100%, and we never will, how disease works, how this works? Now, the good news is they have a 5-month-old baby. We're going to watch the baby. Hopefully the baby's going to do well. And, you know, lucky, I'm so glad that they are able to finally have a baby, because obviously this is a couple who wants to love a child. But, you know, when we mess with nature, it just never goes exactly the way we want it to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I want to apologize. I was trying to, on the break, prepare for this next question that I received because there was a story that came out in March on homosexuality and twins. And the reason why I'm trying to research this as quickly as possible is we just got a message from Neil saying, if the Darwinian model holds true, why are so many homosexuals born? Wouldn't they have been selected out? Would that mean homosexuality is environmental? So what he's talking about is, you know, natural selection where, you know, with the Darwinian model, if there was a turtle, let's say that was not, you know, up to par with other turtles, and let's say its shell did not protect them from a predator. So whatever genetic makeup that turtle had to bring him to adulthood, to have a shell that, let's say, didn't protect him, yet his neighbor, who had a great shell that was able to be protected by predators, has offspring, you know, the one that was able to survive longer would be able to survive long enough to have offspring and give them those genes. Or if the turtle had the smarts to be able to hide from a predator, whatever helped that turtle survive, his offspring would hopefully have that those same tools. Whereas a turtle that had a crappy shell, was just sitting in the middle of a stampede, whatever, may not reproduce, or his young may not make it, therefore those genes wouldn't propagate, and you had natural selection. You had the stronger genes, the stronger whatever makeup allowed survival. So what Neil's asking is if this Darwinian model, let's say, quote-unquote, holds true, then if somebody is homosexual and can't reproduce, then would homosexual men and women not then have progeny? And then if they didn't have progeny, how would homosexuals then be born in later generations? So the topic keeps coming up, is homosexuality genetic or is it environmental? Now, there have been numerous studies looking at the genetic changes and the biological differences in the brains of people who are homosexual men versus heterosexual men, homosexual women versus heterosexual women. However, I'm a family doctor, and what I noticed in my patient population is you have, you know, groups where they say they're straight, they will only have sex with people of the opposite sex, that's who they're attracted to, they are firm, committed. Okay, you have other groups where they really love the same sex, and they are very, very into their partner, and they're in love. They've always known, and it's, you know, and so those are very, very easy you know, cases to look at. But the majority of patients I had were in one relationship, and then they fell in love with somebody else. Alright, and they fell in love with the woman, then they fell in love with the man, then they fell in love with the woman, then they fell in love with the man. Anna Heck is a perfect example. You know, she was married, then I believe she was with Ellen DeGeneres, I believe, and then I think she got married again to a man. And so when you look at, well, maybe it's not homosexuality or heterosexuality, it's somebody falling in love with somebody. And when you fall in love with that person, you want to touch them. You want to be intimate with them. And when you're intimate with them, then you have sex. And so are people falling in love with and being with people who they want to be with, do they get the label of homosexual or heterosexual? Should that label even exist anymore? Are you a heterosexual? Are you a homosexual? Like, look, I'm with my wife. I'm with my husband. My husband is same sex, or my husband is not same sex. You know, I'm wondering if they may even be later doing away with that, doing away with that, you know, delineation in those titles. But what about, one of you had asked me months ago about twin studies. So I guess there was this one study that had came out last spring. where they looked at twins. Scientists studied 37 sets of identical male twins who were born with the same genetic blueprint, and they teased out which genes were associated with homosexuality. In each pair, one of the twins was gay. Only 20% of the identical twins are both gay, leading researchers to believe that there may be causes that are not inherited. They found that it was possible, and I'm reading this from telegraph.co.uk. This was though last spring. This isn't a new study. They found that it was possible to tell whether a man was gay or straight by monitoring tiny changes in how his DNA functions after birth. This is known as epigenetics. Where DNA works as an overall instructional manual, epigenetics acts as another layer of information highlighting which parts of the text are important and which could be ignored. So the epigenetic changes are known to be triggered by environmental factors such as chemical exposure, childhood abuse, diet, exercise, stress, and they identified 9 areas in the genome where genes function differently when a twin was homosexual, and the scientists say that they could predict with 70% accuracy whether a man is gay or straight simply by looking at those parts of the genome. So to our knowledge, they said this is the first example of a predictive model for sexual orientation based on molecular markers. So even though there may be a genetic model, okay, and a genetic footprint, you know, marking someone's heterosexuality or homosexuality, etc., this doesn't completely exclude environmental issues. And they say epigenetic differences are one obvious reason, and this study provides evidence for this, but it's a small study and they need more replication, obviously. So, you know, when you have identical twins and they could vary in their sexuality, then what, you know, then and they're supposed to have identical genes, then it makes you wonder, are there other environmental or epigenetics? Are there things outside allowing expression of certain genes, which is what we were just talking about with the child that was born by 3 DNA parents. So basically, in the study, blood was taken from the twins from DNA testing. They found that differences in 9 small regions scattered across their genome, their genetic material. And then they said this could be used to predict study participants' sexual orientation with 70% accuracy. Now, it was a very, very significant finding that they found with this genetic material. But, you know, the question still remains, okay, well then, you know, if there are genes, then wouldn't natural selection come into play? And, you know, how I answer that, you know, with my scientific background, is you have environmental factors where, you know, there are heterosexual people that fall out of love with their partner all the time. Yet they stand by the fact that they are heterosexual. Well, what if you falling out of love and not wanting to be with the partner of your choice, okay, and you holding back being with somebody that you want to be with? Does that mean you're heterosexual? Does that mean you're homosexual? You know, there are lots of people who are gay that are in straight relationships. There are many people in gay relationships that would prefer both. So I'm wondering if eventually how the conversation is going to later turn is we're going to be getting away from saying somebody's gay, somebody's straight, somebody's bisexual, somebody's, and, you know, there's going to be more of a, you know, demarcation of those who have always known, they know, then, and this is something that they've always been driven towards, either heterosexual or homosexual, and then you have those that say, look, I fell in love. And who I fell in love with is who I want to be with. It's not gay or straight. I just want to be with that person. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Rebel. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.